Ox Chief of Staff, LGBTQ Native American Representative Enabling Racism with Immigration Vote. By Harris Alic on June 28, 2019. The Chief of Staff for Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, claimed the first openly LGBT Native American woman elected to Congress is enabling a racist system by not supporting a radical immigration bill. Saikat Chakrabarty, a former Silicon Valley executive who is now Ocasio-Cortez's top aide, took to social media on Thursday to air his frustration with moderate Democrats for forcing Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, to abandon a $4.6 billion emergency border appropriation favored by progressives. The move came after a group of moderate Democrats in the Blue Dog Coalition promised to oppose the House appropriation if it was brought to a vote again. Much to the chagrin of Ocasio-Cortez and others, Pelosi conceded and said she would accept a more bipartisan version of the bill passed by the Senate on Wednesday. Chakrabarty appeared to be particularly perturbed by the moderates' action. "Can we stop calling the Blue Dog Caucus fiscally conservative but socially liberal?" Chakrabarty wrote. "I miss the part of fiscal conservativeness or social liberalness that includes wasting $4.5 billion of taxpayer money to put kids in concentration camps." He issued several more broadsides against the Blue Dog Coalition and the New Democrats, another moderate group within the House majority. Chakrabarty likened the moderates to old Southern Democrats, many of whom were avowed segregationists. "Didn't realize this needed to be said, but you can be someone who does not personally harbor ill will towards a race, but through your actions still enable a racist system," he said. "And a lot of New Democrats and Blue Dogs did that today." A fellow progressive activist, Julian Brave Noise Cat, noted the rhetoric might be a little harsh considering one of the moderates that wavered on the immigration bill was Representative Charisse Davids, DKS, the first openly LGBT Native American woman elected to the U.S. House of Representatives. Chakrabarty responded by saying the characterization seemed fair since moderates, like Davids, consistently vote as a bloc to criminalize immigrants, albeit only brown ones. Noise Cat responded that Davids appeared to have a record of standing with DACA recipients, even being arrested at a protest advocating on their behalf. "I think the vote was abhorrent, obviously," he wrote. "But like maybe insinuating they're all Jim Crow supporters isn't accurate?" Chakrabarty claimed the comparison was apt, as Davids supported the bipartisan Senate bill because it was in line with her district, much like many old Southern Democrats did with segregation, even if they all were not Jim Crow supporters. "I don't think people have to be personally racist to enable a racist system," Chakrabarty said. And the same could even be said of the Southern Democrats. "I don't believe Charisse is a racist person, but her votes are showing her to enable a racist system." Davids' office did not return requests for comment on this story by press time. Chakrabarty is the former executive director of Justice Democrats, a progressive advocacy group working to push the Democrat Party left by primarying moderates. In March, he came under fire after a complaint was filed with the Federal Election Commission claiming he funneled more than $1 million in political donations into two of his private companies.